My brother went out after, came home after an evening out with friends, put some bread under the grill. The grill was faulty. He forgot about it, went to bed and never woke up. What happened was, because the grill was faulty, it was pumping out carbon monoxide into his flat and poisoned him. And he knew nothing about it. He just went to sleep and never woke up again.
And that, I imagine, is the reason, obviously, you're getting involved in this. It seems such a simple thing to do, a very simple task which so many of us would have done. And in, as you're saying, in his case, it ended in tragedy. How simple would that have been to avoid?
Oh, God, it's just so simple. I mean, that's why I'm here, really, is just to try and tell all of your listeners this morning that, you know, it's about £20 to buy an audible carbon monoxide lamp. They need to be audible ones, because if it happens in the middle of the night, it's no good really having one of those spot ones that changes colour over a period of time, because that's not going to wake you up. Having an audible carbon monoxide lamp for my brother, for example, if he'd have had that, he would still be here today. I can't stress enough how important it would be for any family to have one in the UK, anywhere in the world, really, that that uses, it's not just gas appliances, it's, you know, it comes from any fuel-burning appliances, so it could be your fires, your stoves, your boilers, loads of different places within the home.
You must have done a lot of work on this. I imagine part of the reasons we're so concerned about this is, for many of us, the last thing we think about come the end of the summer, which is often when I do it, is to get somebody around to check your appliances. How many of us get our gas boilers checked every year, which we should? How many of us get our gas cookers and our hobs checked every year? Presumably, if we did that, we would save ourselves a lot of heartache.
Yeah, definitely. I think there's sort of an element in the UK as well where you sort of think, it won't happen to me, you know? I think a lot of people sort of think, oh, it's, you know, I'll get one of them one day. But if you don't do it, you're going to regret it if it does happen to you, because it could have saved your loved one's life, or it could have saved your own life. I just can't stress enough, really, how important they are for such a minimal cost. £20. I'd give 20,000 million pounds if I could to just have my brother back, even for just 2 seconds.
Tell us about your brother, Tony. What kind of a person was he?
Oh, just Jack the lad, really. I mean, you know, with all, he was so good looking. He had 3 children. He had so many friends. It was unreal. He was such a lovely person. You know, it's like they take the good ones young, you know. But I think the main aim of this campaign really is to, I'm joining together with 2 other women who have lost people to carbon monoxide. One of them is a lady who's lost her son to carbon monoxide, and the other is someone who lost her boyfriend. And that just kind of goes to show that it doesn't discriminate. It's everyone can be at risk of carbon monoxide poisoning. And what we want to see, really, is people taking on board the messages that we're giving out, that it is a dangerous thing. You can't see it, you can't taste it, and you can't smell it. So how are you supposed to protect yourself from what is known as the silent killer?
You're launching a campaign later today. What's going to be happening as part of your launch?
Basically, what we're doing is we're asking people within the industries, housing industries, gas safety, etc., to pledge their support, basically, for the CO Angels campaign to get 10 million carbon monoxide alarms into homes by 2020. Now, it seems like a huge target, really, and it is huge. But at the end of the day, we've decided to put this target forward and try and meet it as much as possible. There are around about 6 or 7 million carbon monoxide alarms already in homes around the UK at the moment. What we're aiming to do is fit another, I think it's 300,000 per year up until 2020, which would then meet the 10 million target. So that's what we're doing today. We need to get some of these key groups on board to spread the message that it's no good people. It's fine for me, Stacey and Vicky, who are the people who've lost people to carbon monoxide, to talk about it. But we need people within the industries who've got a bit more clout and can actually put the money into it to help us fulfil the targets.